Almost immediately, I forgot my discomfort, and then a sudden flash of memory came to me, and I remembered that I had seen the Mold of Man. It had happened years earlier, on an occasion that had been quite memorable to me, because from the point of view of my Catholic upbringing, Don Juan had made the most sacrilegious statements I had ever heard. It had all started as a casual conversation while we hiked in the foothills of the Sonoran Desert. He was explaining to me the implications of what he was doing to me with his teachings. We had stopped to rest and had sat down on some large boulders. He had continued explaining his teaching procedure, and this had encouraged me to try, for the 100th time, to give him an account of how I felt about it. It was evident that he didn't want to hear about it anymore. He made me change levels of awareness and told me that if I would see the Mold of Man, I might understand everything he was doing and thus save us both years of toil. He gave me a detailed explanation of what the Mold of Man was. He didn't talk about it in terms of the ego's emanations, but in terms of a pattern of energy that serves to stamp the qualities of humanness on an amorphous blob of biological matter. At least, I understood it that way, especially after he further described the Mold of Man using a mechanical analogy. He said that it was like a gigantic die that stamps out human beings endlessly, as if they were coming to it on a mass production conveyor belt. He vividly mimed the process by bringing the palms of his hands together with great force, as if the die molded a human being each time its two halves were clapped. He also said that every species has a mold of its own, and every individual of every species molded by the process shows characteristics particular to its own kind. He began then an extremely disturbing elucidation about the Mold of Man. He said that the old seers, as well as the mystics of our world, have one thing in common. They have been able to see the Mold of Man, but not understand what it is. Mystics, throughout the centuries, have given us moving accounts of their experiences. But these accounts, however beautiful, are flawed by the gross and despairing mistake of believing the Mold of Man to be an omnipotent, omniscient creator. And so is the interpretation of the old seers, who called the Mold of Man a friendly spirit, a protector of man. He said that the new seers are the only ones who have the sobriety to see the Mold of Man and understand what it is. What they have come to realize is that the Mold of Man is not a creator, but the pattern of every human attribute we can think of, and some we cannot even conceive. The mold is our God because we are what it stamps us with, and not because it has created us from nothing and made us in its image and likeness. Don Juan said that in his opinion, to fall on our knees in the presence of the Mold of Man reeks of arrogance and human self-centeredness. As I heard Don Juan's explanation, I got terribly worried. Even though I had never considered myself to be a practicing Catholic, I was shocked by his blasphemous implications. I had been politely listening to him, yet I had been yearning for a pause in his barrage of sacrilegious judgments in order to change the subject, but he went on drumming his point in a merciless way. I finally interrupted him and told him that I believed that God exists. He retorted that my belief was based on faith and, as such, was a second-hand conviction that did not amount to anything. My belief in the existence of God was, like everyone else's, based on hearsay and not on the act of seeing, he said. He assured me that even if I was able to see, I was bound to make the same misjudgment that mystics have made. Anyone who sees the Mold of Man automatically assumes that it is God. He called the mystical experience a chance seeing, a one-shot affair that has no significance whatsoever because it is the result of a random movement of the assemblage point. He asserted that the new seers are indeed the only ones who can pass a fair judgment on this matter because they have ruled out chance seeings and are capable of seeing the Mold of Man as often as they please. They have seen, therefore, that what we call God is a static prototype of humanness without any power. For the mold of man cannot, under any circumstances, help us by intervening in our behalf, or punish our wrongdoings, or reward us in any way. We are simply the product of its stamp. We are its impression. The mold of man is exactly what its name tells us it is, a pattern, a form, a cast that groups together a particular bunch of fiber-like elements, which we call man. What he had said put me in a state of great distress. But he seemed unconcerned with my genuine turmoil. He kept on needling me with what he called the unforgivable crime of the chance seers, which makes us focus our irreplaceable energy on something that has no power whatsoever to do anything. The more he talked, the greater my annoyance. When I became so annoyed that I was about to shout at him, he had me change into yet a deeper state of heightened awareness. He hit me on my right side between my hip bone and my rib cage. That blow sent me soaring into a radiant light, into a diaphanous source of the most peaceful and exquisite beatitude. That light was a haven, an oasis in the blackness around me. From my subjective point of view, I saw that light for an immeasurable length of time. The splendor of the sight was beyond anything I can say. And yet I couldn't figure out what it was that made it so beautiful. Then the idea came to me that its beauty grew out of a sense of harmony, a sense of peace and rest, of having arrived, of being safe at long last. I felt myself inhaling and exhaling in quietude and relief. What a gorgeous sense of plenitude! I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that I had come face to face with God, the source of everything, and I knew that God loved me. God was love and forgiveness. The light bathed me, and I felt clean, delivered. I wept uncontrollably, mainly for myself. The sight of that resplendent light made me feel unworthy, villainous. Suddenly, I heard Don Juan's voice in my ear. He said that I had to go beyond the mold, that the mold was merely a stage, a stopover that brought temporary peace and serenity to those who journey into the unknown, but that it was sterile, static. It was, at the same time, a flat, reflected image in a mirror, and the mirror itself.